Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And Jim, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
That's all right, Shaquan. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're here to talk about the Adel DeSoto Minburn Alumni Association and the new victory bell. And so, yeah, let's dive all into it. I know, you know, you've talked to me kind of off the record about it, but we'll start off here. Where's the new bell located?
Right now, Shaquan, the new bell is located at the DAC, which is the old high school, the high school that I graduated from. Yep. It arrived on March 17th. So I need to get in contact with the school to find out what their plans are to prepare it and introduce it, unveil it to the public. Not sure when that'll be, but I'm hoping that it can be associated with a school activity or maybe just on its own and have kind of an open house for the public to see it. But we'll see. I'm sure the school's anxious to get it out, but it has to fit within their, you know, their other priorities.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, really exciting stuff about that. Can you talk about the cost? How much did that cost for the bell?
Yes, it's $47,465. So I was able to raise that. Actually, I started looking for a bell 3 years ago in 2022 and contacted three bell companies, one in New Jersey, one in Georgia, one in Ohio. And the Ohio company is who we went with, Verdin Bell Company. But what prompted this was we had a victory bell on campus where the DAC is since 1871. And it was in a school up until 1914 when the current building, the DAC, was built in 1914.
Okay.
And served as a high school until 1986. That was the last graduating class there. So that bell was on campus for 116 years.
Wow.
And then when they built the new high school, for some reason they got rid of the bell. This old 1871 bell,
yeah.
Our Alumni Association, I'm treasurer of the Alumni Association, so I'm an officer, and we started our Alumni Association in 1997, and one of our board members was interested in finding out what happened to the bell, tracked it down to a farm up in northwest Iowa, and so the Alumni Association paid $600 to get that bell back.
Okay.
And so this was about 2003, 4, 5, maybe 20 years ago. With the idea of restoring it. Well, our board member passed away, and so it just kind of sat there. And after we were able to introduce the tiger, you know, the nice tiger mascots, yes, that's in front of the school, the current middle school, I started working on the bell. And when I contacted these bell companies and sent them pictures of it, it was in such disrepair, and the whole integrity of the bell itself was compromised. So knew that we needed to start out and looking for a new bell, and arrived at this company in Cincinnati, the Verdin Bell Company.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And so how long did it take to get the funds needed for the bell?
Well, I started actively soliciting for funds for the bell. First, I went to the school board meeting in November of 23.
Okay.
And offered the idea, saying that the Alumni Association would raise the funds. And they gave permission. December, I started asking around, asked companies. And so we have three major contributors. Monarch Materials Group, that's out in the eastern part of Adel. Okay. They contributed $20,000. Iowa Spring, which is an Adel company, contributed $10,000. Tim Bianco, very generous there for Monarch. Dave Mulcahy, very generous there. And then McClure Engineering, who's done engineering services for the city of Adel for over 30 years. They had a foundation, and so they contributed $10,000. So there's $40,000 there. The Lions Club was very generous. They contributed $5,000. The Kiwanis contributed $2,500, and then the Alumni Association contributed $5,000. So we've got about $5,000 left to help install the bell and get it prepared for display.
Awesome. And now, I know you kind of sent me pictures, but just for everybody else's knowledge, can you describe what is on the bell, like inscribed on there?
Yes. Well, it's a 29-inch in diameter, 500-pound bell. And then the A-stand, the yoke, and the wheel is an additional 700 pounds for a total of 1,200 pounds. So it's a,
wow,
it's a hefty bell.
Yeah.
And in the invoice that came, it described it as a highly decorated bell. So on the top ring, are paw prints, tiger paw prints, okay, that go completely around the bell. And then there's the next section as you go down, once a tiger, always a tiger. And then the branded tiger head is 3D. It's prominent in the middle. And then down in the lower ring, it's Adel DeSoto Minburn High School. So it has all the names of the communities. And that's why we did a version like that instead of just ADM. Mm-hmm. So, and then on the back, it has the walking tiger. And then it's experiencing success today, achieving dreams tomorrow, which is kind of the vision for ADM High School,
okay,
that the students aspire to.
Absolutely. No, that's really incredible. And again, we're speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And Jim, a couple more questions for you. What was kind of the decision to replace the old one?
Well, just the tradition. I mean, you know, I grew up at Adel and went to school, and that bell had been placed outside the breezeway, you know, which was an entry point for a lot of folks, especially from an athletic standpoint. Come from the locker rooms, and that's the way to get to the gym. You go through the breezeway, and that bell was out there. Didn't know the history of it, but being involved in this project, 1871 to 1946. In 1946, that class dedicated the bell and put it where it was permanently, which was outside the breezeway, and he dedicated it to four classmates who had dropped out of school to join the World War II war effort. And so it was there, placed on a pad and suspended by pipe. It didn't have a clapper, and it was stationary. It was static. It didn't swing. It didn't ring. And over the years, folks using hammers or whatever they could hit the bell. And when I said the bell was compromised, I mean, the rim had deteriorated in some respects. There were cracks in it and lots of pockmarks from hammers hitting it. And so the class of 52, when they graduated, they had $100 left over in their student fund. And so they put chain link fence around it. And so that was in 52. And that's how I remember it. Started kindergarten there in 58. So okay. I would walk past, wow, the bell to get there to class. Didn't really know any of this history until I got to looking into it,
okay,
with the decision to try to keep the bell and make it functional. And when that didn't work out, have the new bell.
Absolutely. And is anything happening with the old bell? You guys holding on to it? What's happening there?
Yes. There's a metal fabricator down in DeSoto. This company is going to prepare the bell so it can be displayed. And then after that, we have an alum who's married to an individual that works for a company that does blasting. But they'll blast it and have it look nice,
okay,
because right now it's been weathered. They'll coat it. And then I've talked with Olson Body and Paint about there's raised lettering on this old bell and also some architectural design into it. So I'm talking to them about detailing it. So in other words, highlighting the text and then the beads that go around it. Get it back to the fabricator, get it on an A-frame and a yoke, work with the school then to somehow display that somewhere. Actually, we do have an idea for that.
Okay.
Which is the Tiger Pride Plaza. The school, when the Iowa Hall of Pride closed down, there was a statue of Niall Kinnick that was on display there. They donated that to the school. So the school has a Niall Kinnick statue. The Alumni Association has already purchased and has in storage a second tiger, like on display near the high school. And then the plan is for this bell to be part of the three items that would represent Tiger Pride Plaza. And so hopefully would be able to work with the school and get all that installed in the new athletic complex somewhere.
That is really awesome. Yeah, thank you for sharing all that information with us. Again, we've been speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And Jim, really appreciate you taking the time to stop in here and discuss all the stuff with the ADM Victory Bell. And yeah, really can't wait to see it on display.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Shaquan. It's been a pleasure.
You are absolutely welcome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.